This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Vatican Radio has signed a radio production and broadcasting agreement with Malta's Public Broadcasting Services, or PBS. That's the country's national radio and television broadcaster. Vatican Radio's Director General, Father Federico Lombardi, signed the accord this week in Valletta, together with PBS President Tonio Portugese. The agreement between the two longtime members of the European Broadcasting Union will permit the exchange of programming and archive material and training in the field of broadcasting and telecommunications. Well, I spoke with PBS President Tonio Portugese, who says that the accord is an important breakthrough.
For us, it is an important breakthrough. The agreement is already yielding results because every Sunday at noon, we are transmitting the live broadcast from St. Peter's of the Angelus by Pope Francis. And this is very well considered by a wide cross-section of Maltese people, people in old people's homes, in hospitals, but also in private residences. So this is one step already, which is very important for us, to have this live transmission every Sunday. And another area, which is very important to us as well, is the possibility to have access to the 80-year-old archives of Radio Vatican. This is a gold mine for us. And in fact, also here we have a first important result through this collaboration. In fact, Radio Vatican has just passed on to us a radio message of July 1964 by Pope John the 23rd, addressed to the Maltese people, on the occasion of the centenary of St. Paul's celebration on the shipwreck of St. Paul in Malta. And this includes an exhortation, let's say, an appeal to the Maltese people to protect and nurture their Christian faith, and also a blessing in the Maltese language. This is a historical document, which we are already using on Radio Malta, also analyzing it, having comments both by our Archbishop, Monsignor Paul Cremona, and by the Vicar General, Monsignor Charles Schwereb. So this is, again, another important point. A third aspect, that from Monday to Friday at 8:05 on Radio Malta National Station, we broadcast what is called Vatican Viewpoint. Normally at 8, punctually, we broadcast from London live BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, international news from London. And this is now being followed immediately by the Vatican Viewpoint, which is a high-level program addressing various topics, various challenges related not only of interest to the Catholic Church, but I would say to various aspects of our life, social and political and cultural life.